Lots of rivers, towns, and mountains are named after people who settled in a specific area. This man never imagined an important piece of land would bear his name. We head to a famous ridge on this edition of the American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA home loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA home loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
Heather Runyon shares the story of a man named Benjamin Crowley.
There are a lot of stories about him, but he was not the first person to settle here. He was, however, one of the first prominent settlers to bring in a lot of other people and set up his own little community.
Crowley put down roots just north of present-day Jonesboro, Arkansas. However, he'd seen much of the country before arriving here.
He lived in Kentucky. He had fought in the War of 1812, and the way that they paid their officers was they gave them land grants. His section of land was originally in Missouri, but it sank pretty much in the New Madrid earthquakes of 1811, 1812. So his land grant ended up a swamp.
He traded his swamp for another parcel of land to the south in Arkansas Territory.
Once he was here, he started writing all his friends and family about how great it was so that they would come join him. He ended up bringing a lot of people in, and actually the first courthouse, the first post office, a lot of firsts were happening on his homestead and in his house.
That homestead is about 15 miles north of today's Jonesboro, Arkansas.
He did have a farm. He also had a mill set up here, grist mill. It didn't have huge amounts of land. It wasn't what most people would consider a plantation set up, but he did have a fair amount of land. So it made a nice little farm mill area for him.
The farm was not in the flat, fertile river bottom, but on a ridge. If you live in the area, you already know about that ridge Benjamin Crowley homesteaded. It's still a very important geological feature. So what is it, and why is it so important? That's next time, as we travel the countryside. In Paragould, Arkansas, I'm Andrew McCrae.